Wild political times in Peru this week. Top headline, the country's president quit before he could be impeached on corruption charges.
Rechazo categóricamente estas afirmaciones nunca comprobadas.
That's President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski addressing Peruvians yesterday on live television. First, he rejected corruption allegations against him, saying they remain unproven. But then he announced he had submitted his resignation letter to Peru's Congress.
Renunciando al cargo de presidente constitucional de la República.
So how did Peru get to this point? Simeon Tegal is covering the story in Lima. Simeon, in a nutshell, what are the corruption allegations against Kuczynski?
So Kuczynski is an economist by training, and he's been an economy minister before, but also an investment banker, including in the US. What he's been accused of is using his contact at the highest levels of the Peruvian state to facilitate public contracts for Odebrecht, the largest construction company in Latin America, that is now at the heart of this huge corruption scandal. They're accused, and in fact, the company is now admitted, paying $800 million in total in bribes to win public contracts across the region. And Kuczynski is accused of lobbying on their behalf in Peru.
What happens next?
Tomorrow, the senior of Kuczynski's two vice presidents is due to be sworn in. He will then have to appoint a new cabinet. He will somehow have to rebuild Peruvians' trust in their elected leaders. And in just 3 weeks, Lima is hosting the Summit of the Americas. It's a hemispheric meeting, takes place every year. Donald Trump, amongst other leaders, will be attending that. And the theme proposed by the Kuczynski administration, ironically enough, is governance and anti-corruption.
Well, there's a precedent here, isn't there? Didn't former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori also leave office under a cloud of corruption allegations?
Yes. So that was in the year 2000. He actually resigned by fax while on a state visit to Japan. He'd been president for 10 years and oversaw rampant corruption, a kleptocracy, really. He was also an authoritarian, which Kuczynski is definitely a Democrat. Fujimori had shuttered Congress, oversaw death squads. Nothing like that is being suggested this time around. But the other precedents, which are perhaps even more relevant, are his two more immediate predecessors, Ollanta Humala, who is currently in pretrial detention, accused of taking illicit campaign funding from Odebrecht, and then Alejandro Toledo, who was the president who took power after Fujimori, and he's now fighting extradition from California. He's accused of taking $20 million in kickbacks from Odebrecht.
Now, I know Kuczynski defeated Fujimori's daughter Keiko at the polls in 2016 to get elected president. What's Keiko Fujimori doing now as all of this happens?
Well, her political party, Popular Force, has the majority in Congress. And since she very narrowly lost to Kuczynski, Popular Force has really been doing everything to make life a nightmare for Kuczynski. She has been talking about how we have to get rid of corrupt leaders. But the fact is that her whole political career and her two campaign runs have largely been on the legacy of her father, who many Peruvians regard as most corrupt president in modern Peruvian history. And she herself, we now know, received $1.2 million in illicit campaign funding from Odebrecht for her 2011 campaign. So although most Peruvians have really no sympathy for Kuczynski now, he actually has an 82% disapproval rating. The notion that Keiko Fujimori is the one to be accusing him, a lot of people might call that the kettle calling the pot black.
Correspondent Simeon Tegel in Lima. Thanks, Simeon.
Thank you.